Okay. What's with the mustache? It's a nice little style I've got going on right now. Okay, we got a good turnout. Let's go. So, yeah, get ready for notes. I'm recording this because there's a lot for us to talk about. And I think anyone who has been getting into the way of the superior man is really going to like this as well. Let me get into YouTube mode. So today's lecture is going to be on a very important topic. It's going to be on desire. It's understanding that the things that you desire has probably the largest impact on your life out of anything else that we could discuss. So, let me draw some pictures for you. Okay. You know the normal desires, right? Fat man wants a slice of cake. Little Jeffrey. What does Jeffrey want? He wants big boobed women on Pornhub. No one better relapse with this, bro. Come on. Okay? You know, this is like level one. We want to avoid basic desires. Sugar, porn, video games, junk food. Everyone knows this. This is like basic self-improvement. But we've stopped the discussion there. And we think that these are the desires that we need to use willpower for. It goes a lot deeper than that. In the way of the superior man, you know, the concept of purpose is very important. And you've heard this from a lot of influence. Okay, be on your purpose, be on your purpose, be on your purpose. Does anyone know? Can anyone explain in the chat, in a very easy to understand way, what purpose actually means? Let me know. Spam in the chat and let me see like everyone's definition of purpose. That's it. I want to see who got it right first. Yeah, we've actually got a very good understanding here. Let me get my notes off of this. Okay. Core desire. Purpose is desire, your main focus, your current reason for a living. Core desire. What your consciousness needs to do. Nice. Very nice. Okay, our understanding is actually very, very powerful, by the way. A lot of guys don't really understand this. So when you hear Beyond Your Purpose on YouTube, it's on this lens of like, yeah, just achieve your goals. Just like, you know, just work hard. We need to go way higher than that. What it seems to me that Data's talking about when he talks about purpose is your core desire. And he says at the start of the book, even before chapter one in like the introduction part, he says that there's a reason for why your soul is on this earth. I don't really understand, you know, like souls or anything, but I'm beginning to, right? So let's say there's something like our soul, our consciousness, whatever it is, right? And it's put onto this earth. There's something that it needs to do for you to live like the ultimate masculine life. Now, you probably know, remember when I did the purpose video and I explained that purpose is kind of like this little onion and it's got layers. Like that. This little bit in the middle, the journey to that is the most important thing that we can do. Anything else is a waste of your life. There's no point in living if you're not progressing to this. Apparently, this is what like these guys are saying, and it makes sense. You can still have a life of pleasure, but the life that you can live if you're not penetrating through these concentric circles towards that core desire, the reason why your soul exists on this earth, it's kind of pointless. You'll just be shallow. You'll be like a video game addict, right? Now you, by listening to this and being in self-improvement, you've probably crossed like one of these lines so far. That's why, for example, you don't chase as much pleasure as you used to. And you've already seen how much this is helping your life. And you can imagine that the deeper you go into this, how much better your life will be. From what I've heard from these spiritual guys and from Data's book, it seems to me like the benefit of doing this is that you should be able to like get to live in as close to 100% of like presence, flow state, and love, which is probably like the single greatest experience that we can go to. This gives you like a trajectory in life. Is everyone following along? Does this make sense so far? This gives you a trajectory in life. And this is like our current understanding. But let me tell you to the next level that I've been thinking about.